School volleyball action from around the region last night. In Hawkeye 10 conference play last evening, it was Red Oak downing Atlantic 3-1. Also, Harlan topping Clarinda 3-1. Kemper Catholic over Creston 3-0. Lewis Central beat Denison 3-0. And Shenandoah over Glenwood 3-0. In Western Iowa conference play last night, AHST beat Griswold 3-0. It was Missouri Valley over Audubon 3-0. Tri-Center beat Underwood 3-1. Trainer down Riverside in 3-0. In Rolling Hills conference play last night, Adair Casey defeats Orient Maxburg 3-1. Glenn Ralston, a winner in 3 straight games over Exira EHK. It was Iowa Christian beating Ankeny Christian 3-1. Walnut over Peyton Sherdan 3-1. And Cam outlasting East Green 3-2 as the Cougars pick up a 15-12 win in the deciding game 5. Also around the region last night, Arweva beat Logan Magnolia 3-0. It was Bedford over Mount Air 3-0. Corning beat Lennox 3-1. Earlham over Panorama 3-0. East Union beat Nottoway Valley 3-0. Essex over Clarinda Academy 3-0. Guthrie Center over West Central Valley in 3-0. IKM Manning swept 3-0 from West Monona. It was Villisca 3-0 over Sydney. Whiting outlasting Charter Oak Ute 3-2. And Woodward Granger beat Coon Rapids Bayard 3-0. Iowa's deficiencies were on full display during its 44-41 triple overtime loss to Iowa State, and the Hawkeyes won't have much time to get those fixed. Iowa hosts Big East favorite Pittsburgh on Saturday. Coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes need to be much better in a lot of areas to have a chance against the Panthers. Ferentz also says he's concerned about Iowa's kickoff coverage, and the Hawkeyes need someone to give running back Marcus Coker a breather. Pittsburgh is coming off a win over Maine. Panthers coach Todd Graham says his team's first two opponents aren't anything like facing Iowa on the road. We'll have that game for you Saturday here on KJAN. 11:05 is kickoff. 9 a.m. is pregame. In other college football news, the NCAA has reinstated 3 Ohio State players who were suspended for accepting $200 in cash for attending a charity event earlier this year. Tailback Jordan Hall and cornerback Travis Howard, tabbed as starters for the Buckeyes' season opener, along with backup safety Corey Brown, had been suspended 2 games for violating NCAA rules by taking the improper benefits at an event in suburban Cleveland in February. The 17th-ranked Buckeyes play at Miami on Saturday. 2 of Minnesota coach Jerry Kill's top assistants and closest confidants say they expect him to be on the sideline this weekend against Miami of Ohio. He suffered a seizure and had to be hospitalized last weekend. Former Florida State football coach Bobby Bowden revealed he was successfully treated for prostate cancer in 2007, making the rounds Tuesday in New York to tell his story. He's scheduled for more appearances today. The NCAA placed Boise State on 3 years probation and imposed other sanctions for major violations by the football program and other sports. The Broncos football program will be able to offer 9 fewer scholarships through the 2013-14 season, 6 fewer than Boise State's self-imposed sanctions announced earlier this year. The football team also will be allowed fewer contact practices during spring training for 3 years. In addition, Boise State will be prohibited for 2 years from recruiting prospective international student athletes for cross-country and track and field, as well as for women's tennis. The sanctions follow an NCAA inquiry that found a lack of institutional controls necessary to fully comply with rules governing collegiate athletic programs. In NFL news, San Diego has signed veteran kicker Nick Novak to a 2-year contract to replace Nate Kading, who was lost for the season on the opening kickoff Sunday. Kading tore a ligament in his left leg. Novak was with the Chargers in training camp in 2010. Cleveland assigned veteran punter Brad Maynard. He replaces Richmond McGee, who suffered a herniated disc during warm-ups before Sunday's season-opening loss to Cincinnati. Maynard spent the last 10 seasons with Chicago. The Steelers have placed starting right tackle Willie Colon on the injured reserve list and signed well-traveled veteran Jamin Meredith. The 28-year-old Colon underwent surgery early Tuesday to repair a torn triceps sustained in a season-opening loss to Baltimore. Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez says he's fine after being tested for a concussion following the team's season-opening victory over the Dallas Cowboys. After getting beat on a 99-yard pass, Benny Sapp got bounced by the Miami Dolphins. The veteran nickelback was cut Tuesday, according to a tweet by his agent. The move came less than 24 hours after Sapp gave up the longest play in New England Patriots history on a pass from Tom Brady to Wes Welker. Carolina Panthers shored up their offensive and defensive lines as they reached deals with free agents nose tackle Ron Fields and guard Reggie Wells. On to baseball now, where the Detroit Tigers are on their longest win streak since 1968, thanks to another stellar pitching performance by their 23-game ace, Justin Verlander. Verlander hurled 7 innings of 6-hit ball and pitching the Tigers to their 11th straight win, 5-0 over the White Sox. Verlander is 23-5. He's the first Tiger hurler since Hal Newhouser in 1946 to win 11 straight starts. He's the AL's first 23-game winner since Barry Zito did it in 2002. Elsewhere in the American League, Mariano Rivera earned his 600th save, moving within one of Trevor Hoffman's major league record by closing out the New York Yankees' 3-2 win over the Seattle Mariners. It came in the 1,037th big league appearance for the 41-year-old Rivera, who called 600 saves a great number before adding, "I'm not a guy who looks for things like that." Tim Wakefield earned his 200th win on his 8th try as Dustin Pedroia hit a couple of homers in Boston's highest scoring game of the season as the Red Sox ended a 5-game losing streak with an 18-6 rout of the Toronto Blue Jays. AL West leader Texas said goodnight to Cleveland 10-4. Also, the LA Angels remain 3 back in the West race by doubling up Oakland 6-3. Matt Wieters hit a 2-run homer in the 8th inning as the Baltimore Orioles beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2. And Bruce Chen pitched 8 innings of 2-hit ball. Alex Gordon homered, and the Royals beat the Twins 4-0. In the National League, Chris Young scored the go-ahead run on a bases-loaded walk in the 10th inning to give the National League West-leading Arizona Diamondbacks a 5-4 win over the LA Angels. The Giants kept their flickering hopes alive by edging San Diego 3-2 in 12 innings. The Giants are 8.5 back of the Diamondbacks with 14 games left. Brian McCann and Dan Uggla each hit 3-run homers, and the Atlanta Braves snapped their longest losing streak of the season, beating the Marlins 7-1, ending a 4-game skid. The Braves, whose lead over St. Louis in the wildcard standings is down to 4.5 games, held a players-only meeting before the game in hopes of shaking things up. Nick Punto hit a go-ahead double in the 9th inning as the surging St. Louis Cardinals overcame 3 errors by first baseman Albert Pujols to beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-4. Cards have won 6 out of 7. The Pirates assured themselves of their 19th straight non-winning season. Ryan Braun homered leading off the 11th inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Rockies 2-1. That's their 6th straight win at home over Colorado. Prince Fielder also went deep for Milwaukee as they remain 6.5 up on second-place St. Louis in the Central with 13 games to play. Clint Barmas hit a 3-run homer, and Jay Happ pitched 6 solid innings against his former team as Houston beat Philadelphia 5-2. Brandon Phillips hit a leadoff homer that helped Mike Leake of the Cincinnati Reds beat the Cubs 2-1, and Washington nipped New York by a score of 3-2 to climb within a game of third-place New York in the National League East. Well, the start of the NBA season has been thrown into doubt after players and owners made no progress at yesterday's key labor meeting with no further talks scheduled. Union Executive Director Billy Hunter says players were prepared to make a significant financial move but found owners unwilling to budge off of their positions. The stumbling blocks are the salary cap structure. Hunter calls a hard salary cap highly untenable. Training camps are scheduled to open October 3rd, and the regular season's opening night is scheduled for November 1st. Today is the 75th day of that lockout. Well, if they ever do play basketball, even with a lockout firmly in place across the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves will have managed to land one of the biggest free agents on the market, veteran coach Rick Adelman. The 65-year-old Adelman was available because the Houston Rockets decided not to renew his contract at the end of last season. He replaces Kurt Rambis, who was sent packing after just 2 seasons on the T-Wolves bench. Adelman is 945 and 616 in 20 seasons as a head coach with the Trailblazers, Kings, Warriors, and Rockets. He's 8th on the NBA's career wins list. Can't get to a TV to watch NASCAR's chase for the Sprint Cup? No problem, just go online. 9 of NASCAR's 10 championship races will be available online for the first time in history. ESPN and Turner Sports plan to announce today that NASCAR.com's Race Buddy feature will be available during the chase for the Sprint Cup championship. NASCAR programming will also appear for the first time on ESPN's WatchESPN.com platform and WatchESPN application. Well, Novak Djokovic's 64-2 record in 2011 has earned him a record amount of prize money. Djokovic's U.S. Open winnings pushed his earnings past $10.6 million, more than anyone ever took home during a full season of men's tennis. That's according to the ATP World Tour. It was his 3rd Grand Slam tournament win this year. The only other man to come close was Rafael Nadal in 2010 and also Roger Federer in 2007. They both completed those years with a little less than $10.2 million in earnings. And in golf news, the LPGA has canceled a tournament in China that was supposed to be held in 2 weeks. The LPGA says it received official notice from the China Golf Association late Monday night that the Imperial Springs event, scheduled for September 29th through October 2nd, was called off. The tournament was originally scheduled for August, but was postponed to allow the title sponsor and the tournament organizers some more time for the proper permitting. That's according to the LPGA release. Now that event has been canceled. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.